We are talking sprayers at John Deere as we are broadcasting from Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, the 30th edition of the show. Josh Ladd is with us right now from John Deere. And Josh, really exciting new announcements here for sprayer technology, See and Spray at the show. And as you kind of told me, a new generation for John Deere's lineup. Talk about that for us a little bit.
Yeah, man, what a perfect setup there. I appreciate that. We introduced John Deere's Gen 2 See and Spray technology for model year 27. So we're still using cameras, we're still using processors, we're still using machine learning models and artificial intelligence to make decisions on where to spray, when not to spray. The technology, the hardware itself looks a little different. I won't get into the details there, but what is really important are the new models and the new capabilities of the new Gen 2 system. We were previously in market for corn, for soybean, for cotton, as well as fallow application when we think about like brown or black soils and some weed patches and grasses that might be coming up. But for this year, we're adding, for model year 27, we're adding seven new crops. We are adding small grains in a really big way, introducing wheat, canola, and barley. We're also moving into sugar beets and peanuts, as well as milo or sorghum, and then edible beans as well. That's all going to be available model year 27 on the Gen 2 system. We believe really strongly in See and Spray that it's a technology that needs to evolve and adapt and be accessible to our customer. And so I'm honestly really mostly excited that four of the seven new crops have already been approved for use on the Gen 1 system. So our model year 18 to model year 26 machines that we have out in the field today, they'll be approved for the 2027 season for wheat, for sugar beets, for peanuts, and for milo as well. We're still doing work on those additional crops that I left off the list there. We've got some confidence testing to do and a few other things, but hopefully we'll have some exciting updates on those in the future.
And I think the biggest thing when it comes to the See and Spray technology, and obviously the evolution here from John Deere, obviously farmers, you know, we've really seen that shift over the last several years of trying to drill down to make sure that we're having that targeted application in our fields and, you know, maximizing that pass in the field with the sprayer. And obviously that's what you guys continue to do with this evolution, is making sure that that is a reality for producers, right, Josh?
Yeah, you said it perfectly. I think for us, ExactApply, our nozzle technology is the foundational tech that makes everything possible. We can get to row-by-row control. We can maintain rate. We can maintain pressure. Shout out to our precision upgrades business. For those of you out there that are not currently running ExactApply, we can definitely step you into a precision upgrade kit to get you there. But it truly is the response of being able to turn on, turn off, and maintain that rate and pressure. Obviously, with See and Spray, as you hit, we're getting as targeted as we've ever been. We were, you know, back in the day, field to field, section to section, row to row, and now we're truly at a plant by plant basis. And maybe where I'll take this just a step further is, we always knew that with See and Spray, there was value in the overall herbicide reduction, right? This last year, we covered over 5 million acres with See and Spray. On the non-residual herbicide side of things, we saved around 50%. What I get most excited about and where I think we can really take this into the future is we now have proven agronomy trials, not only through Deere, but through our university partners and our third-party partners like Bex, that are actually taking this to yield. And we've seen a consistent boost in yield when using targeted application or when using See and Spray. This last year, we released a white paper that showed, on average, a 2 bushel an acre increase in soybeans. Hot off the presses, right before commodity, our trial results came back for cotton, and we saw an improvement of up to 71 lint pounds per acre due to that reduced crop damage, right? Where you don't have to spray the crop, even if it can survive, even if it's been genetically, that's got the traits to be able to withstand whatever products you're going to apply, that's still energy consumed to do so. And when we don't need to use that energy and can just focus on getting big and beautiful and growing as much as possible, that's going to lead to a better harvest outcome.
What else would you mention or reiterate to folks as we're looking at this new evolution in sprayer technology from John Deere? What would you tell folks today, leave them with here today?
I think we've done a phenomenal job of really meeting our customer where they are when they're looking at getting into our technology, whether it's individual nozzle control or ExactApply, or even all the way up the pyramid, if you will, with See and Spray. Whether it's new from factory, a precision upgrade kit on an older model year John Deere machine, if it's on the Heggy side of things with the STS 12, 16, or 20, we can really meet the customer where they are. And if customer isn't necessarily wanting to jump headfirst into See and Spray, but they like the idea of getting a little bit more precise space from the section control and getting to that individual nozzle control, we've got plenty of options. I would say talk to your John Deere dealer. They would love to show you the tech to demo, to show you some of those benefits, to potentially set up an agronomy trial that you can do over the course of the year to better understand its overall impact for your specific operation. But again, yes, there's a lot of exciting technology. We can make it as easy as possible to help you step into it. Check out Deere.com, talk to your local John Deere dealer, and I leave them with that.
Fantastic. Again, Deere.com or that local John Deere dealer for more. Josh Ladd, good to talk with you here at Commodity Classic. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Always a pleasure. We'll see you next year.